So, once again, Hawking Cole and his companions are stuck in hyperspace, but this time with Queen Cheryl for company. Meanwhile, back on the good ship Wigan Pier, still moored on Booty Island in the Caribbean, the villainous pirates are forcing Dr. Foster to carry the treasure on board.
Avast there, Dr. Foster. We haven't got all day.
Treasure boxes are very heavy, and I've carried every single one to the ship.
Very, very, quite contrary, be letting you her excavator.
Yes, but I had to carry all the shells as well.
Blame your scurvy shipmates. They all be hiding.
Whilst you be doing all the work.
They disappeared. You must have murdered them.
Why should we be doing that before they've dug up all our treasure? Afterwards, maybe. But not before.
Then where are they?
Maybe they returned to zombies.
Zombies? Where?
Behind you. But you deciding on my offer?
To join your crew and become a pirate like Guybrush Threepwood?
Or be marooned on the island. You be looking good in red.
I could write a book about the wildlife.
Aye, a penguin.
A book like Charles Darwin's Theory of Relativity.
You mean the pirate captain be equal to the sum of the squares of all the other pirates?
That's the pirate code, rule one.
Not so much rules as guidelines. Belay there and stow the treasure below.
That's the last box. I dug it out just before the treasure hole filled up with that thick black liquid.
Useless stuff. No good for pirates.
Can we go to Tortuga now, Captain Kidd?
We want to go to the Diner Clothes Mall for some new Abercrombie and Filch pirate clothes.
And to curl up and die for the latest pirate hairstyles.
And to turn tiger tattoos for pirate tattoos on our pirate tattoos.
We be doing all those things, shipmates. Now we have pieces of eight coming out of our ears. And then we be going to the Port Royal Cafe for afternoon pirate tea. With sandwiches, cut into little triangles, and jammy scones.
Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!
You're going to spend all that money?
There be no point in keeping it, bank interest rates being so low.
But the money will be safe in a bank.
Must be a new meaning of the word safe. Banks be even bigger pirates than we be.
To keep our treasure safe, we bury it.
On a desert island next to a skeleton.
Where do you get the skeletons from? Why are you looking at me like that?
We be stealing them from medical schools. Take the treasure below, me hearties, and get ready to sail. So, where be old King Cole and his scurvy crew? Maybe they do all be zombies, like Captain LeChuck.
So, will Captain Johnny Keegan and his infamous pirate crew set sail with all the treasure? Will they spend it in Tortuga, or bury it on another island, guarded by a new Skellington? Will old King Cole and Jim Ladd emerge from hyperspace in time for tomorrow's episode? Tune in and find out.
You have just been listening to episode 6 of Old King Cole's Treasure Hunt, a play for radio in 7 parts. Martin Warmby was Old King Cole. Colin Gradwell was Jim Ladd and Red Rackham. Austin Mulhern was the rum genie of the bottle, Pegnose Pete and Minnie Nigella. Georgina Heaton was Queen Cheryl and Elaine Marley. David Fenson was the Lord Chancellor and Dr. Foster. Bill Greenhalgh was Captain Johnny Kidd. Roy Ashcroft was Captain Scarlet and the Butler. Karen Smith was Nigella Horton and Mary Mary Quite Contrary. And Austin Mulhern was the narrator. Old King Cole's Treasure Hunt was written and directed by Bill Greenhalgh, who also adapted it for radio. Sound effects were by Howard Gregory and Bill Greenhalgh. No skeletons, genies or zombie pirates were harmed in this production. Old King Cole's Treasure Hunt is a West Orton Methodist Amateur Dramatic Society production on behalf of Washacre FM. ¶¶